unit calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim and I'm located in the city of Groton. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on the 147.060 MHz repeater with a peal tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is the 146.97, also with a peal tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater by letting go of the transmit button for a second. The TIPSNET is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list of comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSNET. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Once that's completed, the second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And lastly, third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," then release the mic button and listen to ensure no one else is called at the same time you have. Then press the mic button and slowly give your call sign phonetically, like I did, Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, along with your name and location, and if you have any comment or question. Let me read it again. Okay, so this is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm in the city of Groton, and I am your net control station for this evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come slowly with your call sign.
Charlie Tango, Dave and Preston, no questions at this time.
Juliet Whiskey, Chuck Groton, no questions, but I have some status on the repeater.
Okay, thank you all for joining. We have the following people as checked in. Josh, K0JEB, Bob, K1RMN, Kevin, KA6PDG, Dave, K1DCT, Tom, WA2RYV, and Chuck, W1FJW. Further check-ins from those that would like to join, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton, no questions.
And control further recognizes Mark, KB1RAY. Any further check-ins, please call now. Okay, hearing no further check-ins, we'll get started. Sounds like a good group of people this evening. And Chuck, W1FJW, please proceed with giving the status on the repeater. We are all ears.
Well, this is the status on the Raison VHF repeater. Back earlier in the fall, we had a power supply failure and a new power supply was provided. And then we had the exciter fail. It got a bit off frequency with probably a fractured crystal. We replaced the exciter with a mobile 2-meter radio, which was adapted to the purpose. Worked well, except the noise of the fans. The electronic noise, not the actual audio noise, but the electronic noise from the commutation of the brushless motors and the fans is getting into the audio somehow. We put a power line filter on the exciter to clean that up, and it helped a little. I put some pretty hefty filter caps on the fan circuit, and that further improved it, but we're still not there. As a note, by the way, when I had the Henry amplifier out, putting the filters on the fans, I noticed the input BNC connector was quite loose and had to fix that. So right now we kind of get noise when the fans kick on. A proposed solution was to put the Henry on a separate power supply, but that would be a problem because when the power goes off, then it would not be backed up by the enormous battery. So what I'll probably try when I get the stuff together is to provide a separate power supply for the fans. But we need to have a transfer switch to put the fans on the main battery backed up power. If power to the fan supply fails, otherwise we'll have the Henry running with no fans, and that's a sure recipe for disaster. So we're going to have to make sure that the secondary power to the fans is backed up by the Henry's main input power, so that if that power fails, the fans will default, and we'll just take the noise while we're on battery. Back to net, W1FJW.
Thank you, Chuck, W1FJW, for that status update. Sounds like a lot of work has been done already. And a quick question from me before I open up to the group, and that is, are we confident that a second power supply will get, eliminate the fan noise, or has that been tested to prove that it will eliminate it, and then it's just a case of working out the separate power supply with a transfer switch for when power goes out?
Confident. It seems logical and reasonable because the noise comes and goes exclusively with the fans. It is fan noise, but I don't know if a separate power supply would be isolation enough. The transfer system I plan on putting in there would transfer both the positive and negative leads, so there would be no metal connection between the two power systems when it's running. So I think it's got a better chance of anything else. Because of the way the arrangement is to get wires on it to try it out, you pretty much have to have the final wiring anyhow, so I'll probably make and test the transfer switch and then take it up and try it out. Back to that W1FJW.
Thank you, Chuck. Very good explanation, and definitely satisfied my question. We'll open up to the group. Anyone have any questions or comments for Chuck, please call now. Okay, no questions or comments. We'll take a round of comments and general comments in just a moment. I just wanted to start off by saying I wanted to thank all those who were acting as net control for the past 2 months while I was gone. And in listening to the recordings, it sounds like everyone was very comfortable with it, and it was running very well, and I thank you all very much. Sounded like some good, interesting stories and information on those. And I'd also like to thank Kevin K6PDG for putting the doing recordings, and in the title of the recording, putting anywhere from 3 to 7 words that briefly describe the topics that were discussed. Not all inclusive, but you only have so much room in a file name. And Kevin, I would like to talk to you more about where the files are and how they're going to be managed going forward and so forth. May not be any change at all, but I just wanted to chat with you about it probably tomorrow or the next day. Okay, so at this point, I think we'll open up for a round of comments, see if anybody has anything that they'd like to share. And we'll start at the top of the list with Josh, K0JEB. This is KC1TWR. Okay, maybe Josh got pulled away for a minute. We'll give him one more call. Josh, K0JEB, are you available for a comment, or should we go to the next person? Okay, not hearing anything, but then again, he does have small ones running around, so he may have gotten dragged away by family situation. We'll go on to the next person, Bob, K1RMN. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? This is KC1TWR.
Good evening, Tim. This is K1RMN. Only comment is welcome back, Grandpa. Glad that everything went well down there for you, and understand that you did get a few contacts on HF while you were down there, so that's always good. Other than that, hopefully everything's okay with Josh there, and I'll be standing by to listen. This is K1RMN. Back to net.
Thank you, Bob. I borrowed the that 22-foot expansion pole from Bill, K1EV, and it had a dipole on it with very thin wires and a little pulley-type system, and they were all marked out at 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. I only used it at 40 meter, but it was a very good experience for me for the first time setting something like that up all by myself. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, I was able to make contacts in South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New Jersey, and it was good. I enjoyed that thoroughly. And so we'll go to the next person on the list. Oh, by the way, let me reset quickly. Okay, I'll save what I was going to say for the next round. We'll go next to next person on the list, Kevin, KA6BDG. This is KC1TWR.
This is going to be a phone call from the guy who always calls when I'm on a net. Nope, it's not. Anyway, let's see here. Happy to talk to you about the recordings. The rest of this week is looking pretty hectic for me, and some of that depends on, I assume the doctor is going to get the test results on Friday and want to talk to me. Tomorrow is looking crazy. But get a hold of me, and if I'm busy, I'll let you know, and if not, I'm not, we'll talk. I'll try to make the breakfast Saturday if I can find a ride over there, assuming nothing else comes up. It's turning into one of those weeks. Sorry about that. Tim, let me reset. I have one more comment. To the club or the club president or whatever, if they want to do a Christmas Eve net, somebody will have to pick up the reins on that, so to speak. That was not meant to be a Santa Claus pun, but I guess it turned into one. But I will not be around Christmas Eve. The family is doing a big shindig that afternoon and evening, which means that Christmas morning I will probably do my tradition of sleeping in, getting up, having a great big omelet, and going back to bed. KA6PDG, back to net.
Okay, very good, Kevin. What we can do as far as the recording, just talk chatting about the recordings. I'll wait for you to contact me. I don't have anything urgent going on for the next week or two, so whenever it suits you, no urgency at all to that. And I presume Chuck's online as the club president for Raceon, and he can I guess, follow up with you or with whoever to see if there can be coverage for the Christmas Eve net, because I know a lot of people listen to that. Okay, on to the next person. Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
Well, good evening, Chairman, to all those on the net and listening. Good to hear you back. Sounds like everything went pretty well down there in North Carolina. So, but good to have you back, and I guess we'll probably have to set up some sort of rotating schedule so that you're not taxed with running this every week. I know I had a pretty good time. Maybe nobody else did when I ran the net, but I had a good time. So, you know, some good stuff came up, so that's always good. A little light tonight on the questions so far, but, you know, we'll keep stirring the pot, and maybe something will come up to the surface. Back to net, K1DCT.
Oh, thank you, Dave, K1DCT. And yes, I think getting some kind of rotating schedule, I'm not sure how we'll arrange it. I'll if people have a particular day of the month or schedule or whatever, please go ahead and send it to me, and we'll work something out. The other thought would be to, have everybody meet, but that goes above and beyond, I think, the call of duty there. But, I like hearing different people running the net, because each person brings their own flavor to it, and it can be quite good and quite interesting. I appreciate it. Okay, next person on the list is Tom, WA2RYV. This is KC1TWR.
Oh, good evening, Tim. Good evening, that is WA12YV. It's getting chilly out, which I don't need to tell you all about. But over there across this afternoon, and my major fix today was to put a little cardboard into the corner of the cabinet in the restroom, so the door no longer jams. Oh, golly. Well, this is my first experience with this gathering, so at least in the last 15 years or so. So I think we took check in and had the chance to check in and just see what's going on. I know meeting next week, and the Christmas party is coming up. So good evening, all WA12YV.
Well, thank you, Tom, and thank you for joining. That's very good, and glad you are being productive and getting things fixed. That's always a good sign. Okay, we'll go two more people, which will complete the list, and we'll do another call out for those that may be waiting to join. So, Chuck, I know you gave us a status on the repeater. Any other thoughts, comments, suggestions, etc.? W1FJW, this is KC1TWR.
No, I had no other thoughts. I've been busy and will be busy. It's that time of year, and have a lot of things coming up, so progress on the repeater will get slowed down, but I'm working the problem with glacial speed and cosmic certainty. W1FJW.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. And I was going to mention that we happened to drive by your place between getting gas and heading home the other day, and my wife noticed that you had the penguins up again outside, which our granddaughter always loves penguins, and her favorite stuffed animal is a purple penguin. So my wife knows she had the penguins up and enjoyed that, and thought she saw some additional decorations there. Okay, Mark, KB1RAY. Thoughts, questions, comments? This is KC1TWR.
KB1RAY. Not too much going on tonight. I do have sort of an announcement. I know there's a kind of an announcement section, but I'm probably going to forget about it by then. Just a reminder for anyone, it is the first Wednesday of the month here, so there's going to be a DMR net on Tech 4 around 8:30. That's about an hour from now. I've already got my radio on, so I don't forget. At least that's the hope. Yes, I'll say a very good check-in here tonight, and I hope the Albina continues doing well. KB1 RAY, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And yeah, we've got some other announcements we'll be making a little bit later, but always good to remember about the DMR net. Absolutely, on the first Wednesday once a month. Okay, before we do another call out, I'm going to see if Josh has returned. K0JEB. Any thoughts, questions, comments? This is KC1TWR. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo. My name is Tim, and I'm located in the city of Groton, and you're listening to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, which is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time. And at this point, we'll look for any further check-ins. Please call now.
Here is Kilo 1, Echo, Mike, Delta, Reed in Colchester. I have a question for K1.
It recognizes Reed, K1 EMD. Further check-in with a question. So further check-ins, please call now. Okay, it might just be me, but every so often the repeater or my reception of it seems to cut out for a word or two, so I missed who you had a question for, but K1 EMD, please proceed with your question.
Net control, sorry, it's my battery contact on my portable here. I have a question for K1 DCT regarding cable.
Reed, go ahead and ask your question, and Dave, K1DCT, please feel free to go ahead and respond immediately.
K1DCT, K1EMD.
Good evening, Reed. This is K1DCT. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. When we spoke last, or maybe it was the week before, you had mentioned a Belden cable. And forgive me, but I forgot to write it down, and I don't remember the model number.
All right, well, it's all kinds, but I can vaguely remember, it was either 9913, 9913, or 9914. I believe are on the right kind, and they're full-size coaxial cables, or the LMR, I think it's 400. I think that's probably what I spewed at the moment. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, I'm familiar with the LMR 400, but I remember the 99, but not the 13 or the 14. Thank you. K1 EMD, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, both Reed and Dave. And it's the bottom of the half hour. I think we'll go through the list again, see if we have any further comments before we close out this section. So we'll start at the top again. We'll see if Josh has rejoined us. K0JEB, this is KC1TWR. Okay, we'll hope that everything is well and not in too much of a distress at Josh's place. Next on to Bob. Oh, I did want to make a comment. I was gone, as most of you know, down helping my daughter and her family because, well, they have a four-year-old daughter, who's my granddaughter. She was also pregnant and due to give birth on Halloween. And that did not occur. My birthday is November 1st, so not that we're a big birthday celebration people, but we had some plans and dinner plans and whatnot. And wouldn't you know it, 12:05 on November 1st, 12:05 in the morning, her water broke. So my grandson, whose name is Finn, that's F-I-N-N, was born on my birthday. And I was very happy to pass up all the other plans to have a grandson born on my birthday, so I was very happy about that. You reset? And they named him Finn because Finn is the name of the smallest giant in legend in Ireland. And there's a story behind that that I might go into another time, which was rather amusing. But anyhow, true to form, my grandson is in the 75th percentile weight-wise and height-wise, so he's a big boy. We'll see how that goes. Okay, we'll go on to the next person here. Bob, K1RMN. This is KC1TWR.
Yes, Tim, this is K1RMN. No additional comments. Standing by to listen. Know the story of Finn, and that's pretty cool. And best of them, and to you and your wife on this celebration of this new child. This is K1RMN. Back to Nat.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob. And we'll now turn to Kevin, KA6BDG. This is KC1TWR.
And I don't know when they're going to be done with that. Hopefully in a few days. And hopefully in the next few days I'll get to talk to my landlord and see whether they're going to do the back porch situation to its weed or whether that's going to wait till the warmer weather to return. My prognosis for getting back on HF by Christmas is not too good. We had a funny... Well, sort of funny looking back, a little incident about a week ago. Let me reset. It sounded like somebody was climbing up a stepladder toward the roof. Well, you can well imagine that generated a phone call to a three-digit phone number that we all have memorized. And Norwich came out, and it turned out that there was a piece of rain gutter hanging down off the roof, and it was windy that night, and it was banging up against the scaffolding that the workman had left up, and sounded just like someone climbing up a ladder. Of course, I had no way of knowing that there was a rain gutter hanging down and all that, so it was kind of interesting. Never a dull moment around here, but at least I had Radio Cat Phoebe and the Norwich Police to protect me. KA6PDG.
Well, I'm very happy that they were able to find the culprit, and hopefully the rain gutter didn't get too much of too bad of a sentence. And we do wish that your landlord would have a speedy time getting you set back up again so you can get into the HF world again. I know it's been quite a while for you, and you must be chafing at the bit. Okay, on to Dave, K1DCT. This is KC1TWR.
All right, well, very good. Interesting story, Kevin. And, yeah, hopefully you can, I'll certainly be willing to come over there and do what I can to assist in the antenna party to get you back on HF. I know that'd be a disappointing thing, but it's out of your control, so you just gotta breathe and move on. So, outside of that, I've got nothing else for the net. Just sitting here and, looking around on HF and see what's out there, which, not finding a whole lot. Back to net, K1DCT.
Okay, thank you, Dave. And I did hear there was a small solar storm headed our way, so maybe that will help or hinder. Let's move on to Tom, WA2RYV. This is KC1TWR.
Okay, well, this is WA2RYV. I heard Dave's comments there about 9913 and 9914, and had never heard of 14 before. So I just happen to have a Belden catalog laying in here. And it looks like they're similar, although the 14 might have just a skosh more attenuation, and the 13 has a little bit more power capacity. But they're similar, certainly. And attenuation might be half a decibel at 200 megahertz, or 3/10 of a decibel at 200 megahertz. So they're similar, but I haven't researched the whole thing. I'm just looking at the data page. Okay, what else? I got my leaves cleaned up. That was the achievement of the week. I'll let go of that. WA2RYV.
Well, thank you, Tom, for having the building catalog there and being able to come back with some information on it. That's good. Good to know. Okay, on to Chuck, W1FJW. This is KC1TWR.
Nothing further, I'm afraid I'm talked out. W1FJW.
Okay, very good. Not a problem, and it's cold out tonight, so that can also impact people's abilities. And on to Mark, KB1RAY. Any further questions, comments, or thoughts?
KB1RAY. Not really anything further, but again, it's good to have everyone on the net here. And I always like joining and learning something. Don't always get to check in. Usually just listening, if nothing else. But definitely glad I was able to check in and hear everyone tonight. KB1RAY, back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And now on to Reed, who recently joined us and had that question that was answered. K1EMD, this is KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, in the net. Nothing further. Thank you for the information. Appreciate being able to check in. And back to net control. K1EMD.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Reed. And I think with that, we're going to go ahead and close the first section of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. And we're going to go into the second section, which is, let's see, announcements and items of interest. And the first one I wanted to mention before I open up to everybody is that we have the Christmas party, the regional Christmas party that is usually hosted by one of the local three clubs, Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, Raison, and Scrams. Tri-City has it this year, but it's on December 15th from 10 to noon, and all the details are at the tricityarc.com website. So you can go there, or you can contact myself, or pretty much anybody, because we've all been to the same place, pretty much same menu, and should be a good time for everybody. So please pass the word along. Let me reset. Okay, also, I haven't checked to see if they're doing it again this year, but for those that are interested, usually the Bears Radio Club up near Hartford has a fox hunt on January 1st. So I've attended that, I think it was last year, when it was very cold. But it was good. It was a good experience and good to see people from other clubs and the kind of contraptions they put together to enhance their fox hunting ability. So I found that very much interesting. So at this point, I'd like to open the floor. Anyone else have any announcements or items of interest that they'd like to share? Please call now.
This is... Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango with an announcement.
This is Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November with an announcement.
Okay, I heard Dave, K1DCT, and Bob, K1RMN, with announcements. We'll take them in that order. Dave, K1DCT, please proceed with your announcement.
Oh, very good. Good evening again. Just for all those out there interested, coming up this week into the weekend, there's going to be several stations in remembrance of Pearl Harbor, which is this coming Friday, 2 days from now. So check the ARRL website and you can get all the rundown rather than me listing it all here. Because as I said, various stations, various times, those that are interested in getting a little wallpaper on their wall. Remembering that day. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for bringing that up. I that totally slipped my mind as well. I will have to check out the ARRL website and get that information. That is good. Bob, K1RMN, please proceed with your announcement.
Yes, just a reminder that the Saturday ham breakfast will be in Montville from 8 to 9 o'clock. If you can attend, that would be great. Look forward to seeing everybody there. This is K1RMN, back to net control.
Well, thank you, Bob, for that reminder and that announcement. I myself have, due to being out of town and whatnot, have only been able to attend one of those, but I will be there this Saturday. Well, I won't say with bells on my toes, it's too early for that, but I will be there and should be a good time. Any further announcements or items of interest anybody would like to bring or any further check-ins, please call now.
K0JB.
recognizes you again. Josh, welcome back. Please proceed with any comment you may have. We're at the point where we're just doing the announcements, and then we'll be moving into the third section. So please proceed.
Thanks, Tim. K0JB. I want to apologize. I did get pulled away family phone call, so I do apologize for walking away like that. I may be a little late to the Scrams meeting tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow. But I'm going to try and bring a photo to share with anybody who's interested in how I converted my my JFO antenna over to a four element beam antenna. I know one person vested a little interest in my design concept, so I don't really have anything else, so I'll hand it back to you. KC1TWR, K0JB.
Thank you, Josh, and we'll make note of that. And I will be at the Scrams meeting, and I will look forward to seeing the photo whenever you get there. That's good. The Scrams meeting tomorrow night is at the Waterford Police Station and starts at 7 p.m. Most clubs start at 7:30. They've moved theirs up to 7 o'clock, and pretty much all are welcome. Okay, I think at this point we're ready to move into the third section, so which is the section we reserve for anybody that has any amateur-related equipment or books or anything related to amateur radio that they would like to either announce either for sale or that they're looking for or anything of that nature. So if anybody has anything that falls into that category, please call now. Okay, Josh, hearing nothing, just a side note to Josh, K0JEB, I'm pretty confident Kevin's making a recording of this, so you can pick up what you missed by listening to the recording. You should have it up there in the next couple of days, and he's also very busy, so it may take a little bit longer, but I'm sure he'll have it up there in a good amount of time. And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and close the net, and I'd like to say thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club itself meets on the second Tuesday of each month at Ross Center on Route 32 in Montville. We are not having a meeting in December because of the Christmas brunch, but we will have a meeting on January 8th in 2019. Let me reset. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meetings do start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo Charlie 1 Tango Whiskey Romeo, wishing everyone a good evening and 73.